إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فيا أيها الإخوة الكرام أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله قال جل ثناه يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون My beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, I remind you and myself to have the taqwa, the fear and consciousness of Allah Most High and Mighty, and to have the fear of the earthquake of the mighty day when the earth will be shaken and the mother will drop her baby and all people will be fearful of their destiny. Be conscious of Allah's authority over you, my beloved brothers and sisters in Islam. Today, I speak to you about the nafs, the soul of human beings. They have desires, they have hopes that they aspire to. Every soul has within it love and desire and hope. Allah Azza wa Jalla says, زُيِّنَ لِلنَّاسِ حُبُّ الشَّهَوَاتِ مِنَ النِّسَاءِ وَالْبَنِينَ وَالْقَنَاطِيرَ الْمُقَنْطَرَةِ مِنَ الذَّهَبِ وَالْفِضَّةِ والخيل المسومة والأنعام والحرث ذلك متاع حياة الدنيا والله عنده حسن المآب Glamorous to human beings is the love and the lust for women and for children and vaults of gold and silver and fine horses and cattle. These are the things of the close life, the dunya, the worldly life. But Allah, He has the best of abodes. The danger, my beloved brothers and sisters, is when these desires and one's nafs, they take control of the person. They take control of him. And then he has no control over himself. He gives no reference to the law of Allah, the scales of Allah, but rather he obeys the nafs. One takes his own nafs as his God, worshipping it as one worships Allah Azza wa Jal. Their fear, their pleasure, their hope, all of it is governed by their desires, their hawa, their desires, and their shahwa, their lusts. They hope, whatever they hope for, it is in accordance to their desire. They fear, in whatever is in accordance to their desire, their love for money, they fear the loss of money. All of their emotions are controlled by the shahawat, what is between the legs and what is in the stomach. This controls their decisions and judgments. And this is why Allah Azza wa Jal, He describes those people as those who have taken their desires as their God. أَفَرَأَيْتَ مَنِ اتَّخَذَ إِلَاهَهُ هَوَاهُ Did you not see the one who's made his desires his God? These desires, they control him like a killer over its prey, seizing it and controlling it. They become the criterion for all judgments in his life. And our Lord, the great and mighty Allah says, regarding those who follow their shahawat, فَإِنْ لَمْ يَسْتَجِيبُ لَكْ فَاعْلَمْ أَنَّمَا يَتَّبِعُونَ أَهْوَاءَهُمْ Allah is saying to the Prophet ﷺ, if they do not obey your command, the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ, then know that they are obeying their desires. وَمَنْ أَضَلَّ مِمَّنْ اتَّبَعَ هَوَاهُ بِغَيْرِ هُدًى مِنَ اللَّهِ And who is more astray than the one who follows his desires without heavenly guidance from Allah, without the righteous guidance from Allah? Who is more in loss than one who lives his life for his stomach and for his farj? And this is why the early generations, the Salaf, they would say, the worst God worshipped on earth, the worst God that is worshipped on earth, they didn't say a statue or the Buddha. They said the worst statue, the worst God worshipped on earth is the shahawat, is the desires. And Allah says, can you be an agent for them? Can you guide them, those who have taken their shahwa as their God? My beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, if you look at the condition of the ummah today, through the light of the Qur'an and the sunnah, we see that the situation is as it is because we have fallen into obedience of our shahawat, following the lusts and desires in judging, and not the scales of Allah Azza wa Jal, the most honorous Azza wa Jal. This is the reason for the destruction of much of our success as an ummah. This is the reason for all corruption and all sorrow in our state. Ibn al-Qayyim, rahimahullah, may Allah have mercy on him, he said, whoever has any sense knows that all corruption and drunkenness is caused by giving precedence to philosophy, to opinion, over the shara' of Allah, over revelation, and giving preference to one's lusts and desires over what Allah has commanded. Then he says, these two forces, the shahawat and the ra'i, the opinion, if they gain control over the heart, then they will destroy it. They destroy the person's heart if he has no light and no guidance from Allah Azza wa Jal. And then he says, not only does this destroy an individual by following his shahawat, he says that every nation has suffered and has gone into perdition because of obedience to the shahawat and the hawa. And this has also been stated by those scholars who studied the history of nations. Ibn Khaldun, he mentioned that every nation rises and falls in accordance to the amount it obeys the Lord of the universe. A just nation will be successful, and the nation that goes away from the law of Allah, it will lead itself to perdition. The evidence of this is in the book of Allah. Allah Azza wa Jal, he says, وَمَنْ أَضَلُّ مِمَّنِ اتَّبَعَ هَوَاهُ مِنْ غَيْرِ هُدًى مِنَ اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَهْدِ الْقَوْمِ الظَّالِمِينَ. Who is more astray than the one who follows his lusts, who follows his passions, without any guidance from Allah? And Allah does not guide the wrongdoing, the unjust people. And Allah Azza wa Jal, he says, أَفَمَنْ كَانَ عَلَى بَيِّنَةٍ مِّنْ رَبِّهِ كَمَنْ زُيِّنَ لَهُ سُوءُ عَمَلِهِ وَاتَّبَعَ أَهْوَاءَهُمْ. Is the one who is on light, on guidance from his Lord, like one who's following his desire, wherever it takes him, he follows it. They are not the same. And the Prophet ﷺ, he clarified in his sunnah the danger of following the hawa. As was narrated by Bazzar, three things are destroyers. Greed that is obeyed, and lust that is followed, and a person being impressed with his nafs. These will destroy a person. And three things will save a person. These three things are being devout to Allah in open and in secret. Having the taqwa of Allah in open and secret. And having good intention in richness and poverty. And a truthful word in anger and in insatisfaction. Controlling the tongue in anger and satisfaction. And the Prophet ﷺ, he said, what I fear for you the most is the desire, the control of your stomach and your private parts over you, and that they will mislead you. This was narrated by Imam Ahmad with a sound chain of narration. My beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, the most obvious examples of submission in following the hawa, the lusts and desires, is that what we see of people running after the dunya, chasing after whatever they can gain from the dunya, even if it means going against the law of Allah and disobeying the command of the Prophet ﷺ. They run after the worldly things. They chase their own opinions and they give themselves their own fatwas to do what is haram. They chase after the things that make them forget about the Akhirah, forget about the meeting with Allah Azza wa Jal, and forget about the Risala, the message that we have been sent to deliver to the world, which is to teach the world about obedience to Allah. They forget all of that and become busy chasing the worldly things. Whether it is haram or halal has no effect on their hearts. Allah says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ لَا يَرْجُونَ لِقَاءَنَا وَرَضُوا بِالْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَاطْمَأَنُّوا بِهَا وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنْ آيَاتِنَا غَافِلُونَ. What happens to them? Those who do not rest their hope in our meeting, in the meeting with Allah. That is not their hope, to meet with Allah. In fact, they wish to put it away as far as they can and stay in the enjoyment of the world. And they are pleased with the dunya. They are satisfied in enjoying the worldly life. And they are heedless of Allah's signs. What is the result of those people? أُولَٰئِكَ مَأْوَاهُمُ النَّارُ بِمَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ. Their end is in the fire because of what they used to earn. Our Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he narrated, as was collected by Bukhari and Muslim, he said, I do not fear for you, for us, he was speaking, for the ummah. I do not fear poverty for you. But what I fear is that the ummah will have the riches of the world open to it. And they will chase after it and compete after it like those before us chased after the dunya. And then he said, it will destroy you like it destroyed them. Poverty is not the problem that we should fear. We should fear chasing after the dunya and forgetting the command of Allah Azza wa Jal. Gathering of believers, my beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, some of the examples that show how our ummah, how some of our ummah has gone astray chasing the dunya, is, for example, in taking the riba, the usury that Allah has forbidden. In fact, they had a conference in Malaysia. They wanted to see if they could permit riba. And so it was a very hot conversation. And in the end, a person stood up from Maghrib, from Morocco. And he said, did we come here, brothers, from all over the world to wage war on Allah and His Messenger? Is that why we came here? To allow riba? And so in the end, they canceled the resolution. They could not make what Allah has forbidden halal. My beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, we also see forbidden transactions. Muslims buying and selling in things that are forbidden. Verily, the Prophet ﷺ said, as was narrated by Tirmidhi, in every ummah there will be a fitna. And the fitna for this ummah will be in man, in wealth. This was narrated by Tirmidhi, and he said it has a good chain. So this is one of the great fitnas that we're facing. People working in haram jobs, working, earning haram, and they do not have any shame. Earning what is haram and feeding their family from what is haram. Another example, my beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, is the cheating that takes place in our transactions with one another. We cheat one another in buying and selling, or cheating a non-Muslim in our workplaces. We cheat and steal. This is an example of following the shahwa, following the desires, and not fearing Allah Azza wa Jal. These things, these desires, cause one to zigzag away from the huda of Allah and away from the guidance of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah Most High and Glorious, He says, وَلَا تَتَّبِعُ الْهَوَىٰ فَيَضِلُّكَ عَنْ سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. Allah, the one who created the nafs, who created our desires, He knows what is the solution for our desires. He says, do not follow your hawa, do not follow your desires, for they will lead you away from the path of Allah. They will take you away, they'll misguide you from the path of Allah Azza wa Jal. And from the forms of following passions vainly, my beloved brothers in Islam, is those who follow their lust and desire and declaring people out of Islam. And the scholars have warned about this. They say that these people are not out of Islam. Their doings, their sayings and actions, and being extreme and fanatical, to their own opinion and putting everyone else out of Islam. These people, they rebel against others, they dig up their mistakes and shortcomings, they attack their personalities and their intentions and their efforts, and they cut them off from the ummah, and they break relations, and they have hatred towards them. Do you see how their shahwa, their lusts have taken them away from the body of the believers? And we could see the result of this anger and rage in the media. The scholars, they say, what begins with takfir ends in tafjir. These people who declare people out of Islam, they end up causing harm, killing people. This is how dangerous this fanaticism results in. And this is a result of Muslims being concerned with the dunya and seeking after it, wanting to be great and not following the justice that Allah has commanded. Their desires show him all of his rights. The lusts show him all of his correctness and his rights. But he forgets about the rights of others and the rights of other believers. They become like an animal following their desires, cutting off everyone else through hatred and making hardship and difficulty towards the ummah. And Allah Azza wa Jal, He says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا كُونُوا قَوَّامِينَ بِالْقِسْطِ. O you who believe, be upright in justice. To who? شُهَدَاءَ لِلَّهِ, witnesses to Allah. وَلَوْ عَنَا أَنفُسِكُمْ. Be just, be upright. Do not swerve towards your own opinion, your own nationality, your own ideas, your own sheikh. All of these, we have to be just. Allah says, وَلَوْ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِكُمْ أَوَ الْوَالِدَيْنِ وَالْأَقْرَبِينَ. Even if it's against your own parents, if they are unjust, we have to stand up for justice. Even if it's against ourselves, we are incorrect, we have to be just and point and correct ourselves. وَإِنْ يَكُنْ غَنِيًّا أَوْ فَقِيرًا فَاللَّهُ أَوْلَى بِهِمَا فَلَا تَتَّبِعُوا الْهَوَىٰ أَن تَعْدِلُوا. Do not let your desires, your lusts, cause you to swerve from what is haqq, what is the truth. وَإِن تَلْوُوا أَوْ تُعْرِضُوا فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ خَبِيرًا. And if they swerve and follow their lusts, then Allah is well aware of what they do. Listen to Allah Azza wa Jal, again the creator of our nafs. He says, وَأَمَّا مَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ وَنَهَى النَّفْسَ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ. And the one who fears the standing before Allah, and what does he join immediately with that? And he prevents his nafs from its desires. He struggles against the passions of the nafs. Allah, He knows the boundaries of our nafs, its beginnings and ends. And He knows the medicine to cure the nafs, which is to strive against it. And Allah says, and what was mentioned by Hassan al-Basri, may Allah have mercy on him. He said, may Allah have mercy on a slave when he has an important matter in front of him. He pauses and he says, am I doing this for Allah or am I doing it for my nafs? And if he realizes that it is for his nafs, he puts it off. And if it is for Allah, he carries it out. And Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah, may Allah have mercy on him, he said words that are so wise, they could be written with ink of gold. He said, the companion of his lusts, these lusts make him blind. He ends up following them, and he doesn't seek to make the word of Allah great. Instead, his purpose is to show his own opinion, to show off. And he wants to increase his standing amongst people. And the one who follows his lusts is angry with anybody who disagrees with him. Even if he's a valid mujtahid, even if somebody has a valid opinion, he becomes angry with him because he doesn't raise his status by following him. And he's pleased with anybody who disagrees with anyone who agrees with him, even if he's ignorant. Even if somebody is ignorant, if he agrees with him, then he's happy by that and pleased by that. Then Ibn Taymiyyah, he says, the affairs and the matters of this person are governed by his nafs and not by the religion of Allah and His Messenger. And my beloved brothers, before we finish, one of the greatest dangers facing the ummah and the enemies of Allah and His religion, they seek to make the ummah chase after its desires and its lusts. And the munafiqeen and those who oppose Islam, they want to make the ummah one of following its passions and lusts and going away from the sharia of Allah, from the religion of Allah. Allah says, قُلْ يَا أَهْلَ الْكِتَابِ لَا تَغْلُوا فِي دِينِكُمْ غَيْرَ الْحَقِّ وَلَا تَتَّبِيُوا أَهْوَاءَ قَوْمٍ قَدْ ضَلُّوا مِنْ قَبْلُ وَأَضَلُّوا كَثِيرًا وَضَلُّوا عَنْ سَوَاءِ السَّبِيلِ. Allah says, reminding the people of the book, do not deviate from the religion and the truth and follow the lusts of those people who have gone before you. Rather, they went astray and they misled others. Be aware, beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, any call away from the religion of Allah, any call away from the sharia of Allah is a call towards fitna and harm towards the ummah. And any call that is away from the honorable character of Islam is calling us away from what is beneficial to this ummah, and it is an evil and a misguidance. We seek refuge in Allah from all evils and all fitan and what is apparent and what is hidden. أَقُولُ قَوْلِ هَذَا وَأَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ يَا فَوْزَ الْمُسْتَغْفِرِينَ إِسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ إِنَّهُ غَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. Brothers, please come forward if you can, and those in the hallway, there's room upstairs, inshallah. Please don't block the entrances. Please come forward and do not block the doors, inshallah. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, Waliya Salihin, wa sallallahu ala Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'een. My beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, the lusts, they keep one away from the religion of Allah and the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And they keep one away from success in the dunya and the akhirah. And the struggle against this nafs is a long struggle and a hard struggle, as stated by the early generations. They say that this struggle, it has been ordained by Allah. It is ordained by Allah to have fear of Him and to be acknowledge His presence in all places and all times. Whoever follows the lust, he goes away from the straight path. So my beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, we have to squash these lusts and desires. We have to squash the nafs, the evil of the nafs, and keep it secure by being patient and obedient to Allah. Ibn al-Qayyim, he says, may Allah have mercy on him, patience, sabr, is what makes the sense firm and rightly guided. And he said the religion is what makes the nafs firm and rightly guided. The religion and following the sharia of Allah. My honored and respected brothers and sisters in Islam, we have to respect the divisions, or we have to respect the differences of opinion between the ulama in matters of fiqh. And these should not be a cause for blameworthy division and splitting up of the ummah. What is obligatory on us is to go to the book of Allah and the sunnah and understand it the way the early generations understood it. Imam Shatibi, he said that the Sahaba, they differed on matters, but they never separated. They never divided. They differed on matters, but they never divided. And he said, Imam Shatibi, for every situation that was new to Islam, there were differences of opinion. But these differences of opinion never led to hatred. They never led to discord or division and enmity between the believers. In the case that these matters led to discord and division, we knew that these matters had nothing to do with Islam. This is how the early generations were. It is incumbent upon you, O knowledgeable brothers and sisters in Islam, to not dwell on the matters that lead to discord and enmity and division amongst the believers, but rather we should stick to what was commanded by the early generations, the salah and the salat on the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allahumma salli wa sallim wa barik ala sayyidina Muhammad wal khulafa ar-rashidin wa a'immatil mahdiyin wa ala sahabatihi وعليه أجمعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من منكرات الأخلاق والأعمال والأحواء. اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات. اللهم اشفي مرضانا وارحم موتانا. اللهم اشفي مرضانا وارحم موتانا يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم دمر كيد الكائدين عداءك عداء الدين. اللهم أحسن ختامنا وختام المسلمين أجمعين. اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. والحمد لله رب العالمين. عباد الله، اذكروا الله ذكرا كثيرا وأقيموا الصلاة.
الله أكبر، الله أكبر، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة، حي على الفلاح، قد قامت الصلاة، قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر، الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله.
استووا إلى صلاتكم يرحمني ويرحمكم الله. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله ولتنظر نفس ما قدمت لغد واتقوا الله إن الله خبير بما تعملون. ولا تكونوا كالذين نسوا الله فأنساهم أنفسهم، أولئك هم الفاسقون. لا يستوي أصحاب النار وأصحاب الجنة، أصحاب الجنة هم الفائزون. لو أنزلنا هذا القرآن على جبل لرأيته خاشعا متصدعا من خشية الله، وتلك الأمثال نضربها للناس لعلهم يتفكرون. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو عالم الغيب والشهادة هو الرحمن الرحيم هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الملك القدوس السلام المؤمن المهيمن العزيز الجبار المتكبر سبحان الله عما يشركون هو الله الخالق البارئ المصور له الأسماء الحسنى يسبح له ما في السماوات والأرض وهو العزيز الحكيم سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله